Today I want to talk to you about living on mission. See, God has blessed us with the opportunity to spread the good news and the gospel to the ends of the earth. We know that no matter what we face, He is with us every step of the way. And though this path is what we have been called to, it is not for the faint of heart. Christ Himself said in Luke 14:33, "In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples." That's heavy. This isn't your Sunday morning pastor passage. This is the kind of message that runs people away. Why? Because it's difficult to truly pick up your cross, deny yourself daily, and follow Christ. See, I've noticed that the closer I personally get to Christ, that some of my closest friends, they don't even call anymore. Instead, I've noticed more people coming for what they need, and then they go away. You notice that that tended to happen to Christ and His mission here on earth. See, it's scripture that helped remind me this is exactly what happened to Him in His ministry. And it's very similar to what you see when Jesus fed the 5,000. See, Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you." This is in John 6:26 through 27. "You are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves of bread. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man gives to you. For on Him God the Father has set His seal." In the same way, many people will come and glean off of what you can personally provide to them. But as soon as they have what they wanted, they get their fill, then they go on their way. Especially when they realize that following Christ requires true dedication and sacrifice. That's ultimately when most people turn back and they go back into the world. But the more we get to know God, the more we get to participate in His persecutions and sufferings. Some might not like that, right? But it's an honor, and it's an opportunity, and it's a blessing, and it just is ultimately reminding us of the deposit guarantee that we have an eternal inheritance in heaven. But for those persecutions, we'll go over a few. Let's look into scripture at Luke 6:22. "Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and they revile you, and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man." Let's go further. Matthew 5:10 through 12. Blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all types of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Peter, 1 Peter 4:12 through 14. "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But instead, rejoice in so far as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, then you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you." I mean, literally, how amazing is that? The Word of God explicitly lets you know that as you draw near to Him, that you will experience these hardships as a follower of Christ. 1 John 3:13 says, "Do not be surprised if the world hates you." It goes on to say again in Luke 6:26, "Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how they did the ancestors." Excuse me, that's how their ancestors treated the false prophets. You're starting to see the picture that's being painted here. So if we have been given the ability to give up everything and pursue him, and we are being persecuted, how are we supposed to deal with the hardships? I believe it's by looking to the example that was set by those who came before us. Paul states in 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, "Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." If that's not enough of an example, then let's just look to Christ himself to see what he had to say. John 16:33, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." So if you find yourself lonely, suffering, being persecuted for your faith, know that you are in good company. Look to what Hebrews 11:37-38 says about our ancestors. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed by the sword, they went out in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. So don't think for a single second that you are only the only one enduring persecution and suffering. It's the enemy that tries to isolate you and make you feel alone. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world are undergoing the same sufferings. What I just said was 1 Peter 5:9. So instead of allowing the enemy to gain traction, put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. This is scripture. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers and against authorities and against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Therefore, take on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take on the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak." That was Ephesians 6:11-20. "Remember, you are created for such a time as this. No matter who believes in you or who stands beside you, you have God Almighty as your shield, your rampart, your vindication, and your supplication at all times. You are blessed, righteous, and redeemed, a co-heir, predestined as a child of the Most High to do the good works that he has prepared for you to do in advance. You are righteous and blameless in the sight of our Lord." Proverbs 4, 23-27 states, "Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows a spring of life. Put away from you crooked speech and put devious talk far from you. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be before you. Ponder the path of your feet. Then all of your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil." I want you to know that God's with you this very moment. Just continue to push, for God Himself is making level paths for your feet. Do not retreat, do not back down, and do not surrender, not even for a moment. Stand tall, man of God. This is the day the Lord has chosen. This is your time to shine.